S. Kislev, Sunday the 30th of November, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow. The most popular question in Yiddishkeit. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Dunner, Lechvod Simchas Hanesuyim Shel Suri Dunner and Svi Smoke.
Morning. The most popular question in Yiddishkeit. I did not take a poll. I did not consult Quinnipiac University. But in the 1970s, a man wrote a sefer called Ner Lemea, a Rabbi Zeltzer from New York, in which he writes 100 answers to the famous question of the Beis Yosef. Why do we celebrate 8 nights of Hanukkah if they found the Pach Shemen, which contained enough oil to last for one night? So the first night wasn't an ace. It wasn't miraculous. Only the preceding 7 nights were an ace. So l'chaira, we should celebrate Hanukkah for only 7 nights. Why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 nights? This is the Beis Yosef's Kasha in Simin, Tof, Resh, Ayin, and Aruch Chaim. Now, a couple years ago, a man put out another sefer called Yimei Shemayna, if I'm not mistaken, in which he writes 500 teusim to the Beis Yosef Kasha. Now, I don't know of another question in Yiddishkeit that has sefer written about it that has 100 teusim, let alone 500 teusim. So from there, I hypothesize that the Beis Yosef Kasha is the most popular question in Yiddishkeit. Why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 nights? It should only be 7. What's ironic is that the Beis Yosef is not the first person to ask this question. The Beis Yosef of Yosef Karoy, who is considered the first Acharon, is predated a couple hundred years by none less than the Meiri, 13th century Rishon, who asks the Kasha in Masechta Shabbos on the Sugya of Machanaka, on the Chaf Aleph Chaf Beis over there in the Gemara. And the Meiri asks the Kasha. So the irony is that the most popular question in Yiddishkeit is not appropriate so much so for the Beis Yosef, really, the Meiri originally asked the Kasha. Why it is known as the Beis Yosef's Kasha, perhaps you could say because the Meiri was hidden away in the Vatican and we didn't have it for very many years. So the Beis Yosef is known as the person who asks the question of why we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 nights. So let's start with the Beis Yosef, the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, in Aruch Chaim, Simin, Tav Reish, Ayin. V'ikal u'meidak, lama kavu shmoyne yamin, why do we celebrate 8 days? V'kivin d'shemen shebepach, chayiboy kideh v'hadik layla achas, since there was enough oil in the jug to light for one day, v'nimtza shleinasa ha'neis elo v'shiva leilois. The neis is only for 7 nights. V'yei shleimar, tarots number 1 of the Beis Yosef. Shechilku shemen shebepach l'shmoyne chalakim, they divided the oil in the jug to 8 parts, every night they put in 1/8 into the menorah. It would burn until the morning. The nimtza comes out. They knew that it would take 8 days for them to get fresh tahar oil. So they divided it into eighths. The pach shemen had enough, contained enough oil to burn for one night. They divided that into eighths. Each night they put in only an eighth. Therefore, the first night, it lasted the whole day, me'erev ad boiker, on just 1/8. So the first night already was an eighth. Tarets number 2 of the Beis Yosef. V'od yishloimar, v'sholachar shenosnu shemen b'neiros ha-menoira kishir, after they put the full shear of the oil in the menoira, nishar ha-pach molek b'tchila. The flask, the jug, remained full like it was originally. V'nikar ha-neis af b'layla ha-rishayna. They poured all the oil into the menoira, but the jug remained full. So the first night they also saw an ace because the jug was still complete. Third tarot to the Beis Yosef, Inami, Shebelel Rishon, the first night, Nosnu Kol Hashem and Benares, they put all the oil into the oil, the oil into the menorah. The Dalku Kol Alayla, burned the whole night. Uba Boiker, when they came back in the morning, Matsu, they found Haneros Meleim Shemen. They found that it was completely full. So the first night, it didn't go down at all. So when they came back in the morning, and they saw that the shemen hadn't gone down, they realized that the first night was also a nes. And that's what happened every single night. So we have the 3 terutzim of the Beis Yosef. Now, let's go back a couple hundred years to the Meiri, and listen to the Lashon of the Meiri in Shabbos on the Sugya of Mai Chanukah. Zok the Meiri. V'layla harishon, the first night, shaloi hayosham neis hashemen, that there was not the neis of shemen, meaning to say the kasha that we're asking that they found the pach shemen, so there's no neis the first night. Mivarchin al hageula, the al haydas mitzias hapach. The first night we celebrate either because of the victory that we were redeemed, or on the fact that they actually found the pach shemen. V'shar halelos. But the rest of the nights of Chanukah, al neis hashemen. Zok to me, mind-boggling thing. The eight nights of Chanukah that we celebrate, the first night is either for the geula that we received from the Yevanim, or the fact that we actually found the pach shemen. As the next seven nights were because of the neis of shemen. Zok to me, v'yesh mi shepirish, and some explain, sha'af heim hergishu b'miyot hashemen, that they, the people that found the oil, they also were margish, that there was a lack of oil, v'chilku l'shmoina leilas, and they divided it up for 8 nights, kishir ha'alicha v'chazara, like the time it takes to go and come, the 4-day journey for them to get the new shemen. V'ein nirli, zok the me'iri, I don't like this teretz, she'im kein, heicha yusaymchen al ha'neis b'layla rishayna. That means that the first night, they were relying on a neis, because they only put an eighth in, and it has to burn the whole day. Ein saymchen al ha'neis. Now, we just read, the Beis Yosef, that is his first teretz. He says that they divide up into eighths. So the Me'iri already says the Teretz of the Beis Yosef, and he says you can't say such a pshat, because Ein Saimchen Al Anes. So we have the three Terutzim of the Beis Yosef, and we have the Teretz of the Me'iri, that actually some Achrenim say it as two separate Terutzim. Some say the Geula is one reason, and some say that the Metzias HaPach is another reason. But the Me'iri seems to say it all together. And he says, don't tell me like the first Teretz of the Beis Yosef. Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker, and he says a very pashut but intellectual pshat. He says, what happened over here? They put all the shemen into the menorah. Now, if it burnt down in its entirety, and then it automatically filled itself up, that Zok Reb Chaim is not shemen zayis. In the Torah it says, in the Beis HaMikdash, to light the menorah, you have to use olive oil. The composition of the oil is from olives. That is the genetic makeup. But if it automatically filled itself up miraculously, that's not olive oil. Zatu Chaim, that is miracle oil. Shemen Nisi. And that would be possible for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, Zatu Chaim. So you can't understand that it just filled itself up. Zatu Chaim, rather, you must say as follows. They put the entire Shemen in. Like the Me'iri says, because Ein Saim Chanal Anes. They couldn't have put in an eighth. On the first night, the oil went down only 1/8, meaning to say that it was like concentrated oil. It burnt the entire shear only on 1/8. So the first night was also a miracle because it lasted the whole night only on 1/8. And then the second night there were 7/8, and each night it went down in increments of 1/8. So the first night, Zok Reb Chaim, it burnt on shemen zayis. It was olive oil.
And the flame went out.
He doesn't discuss about the flame. That the Gerer Rebbe is busy with Reb Chaim. Did the flame go out? It's Talin HaMachlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds that they lit it twice. Does it have to last till the night? Does it have to last till the morning? Perhaps they did. How they do Hatavot? It's a good kasha. They discuss that. But the basic parts of Reb Chaim is that they put all the oil in. It burnt down increments of 1/8. And therefore the first night was also a miracle.
Why can't the Rebbeinu Shlom B'derech Nes send Shemen Zayis?
What does that mean? Is it miracle oil or is it olive oil?
What?
Is it miracle oil or is it olive oil? That's what Chaim's Yisoid.
It's olive oil, which arrives off
Israel. What is that? Where's it from? Where's it from?
From an olive tree somewhere.
He could have, technically, but that didn't happen.
What? It could have come from the place where they made new oil or whatever. I'm saying the Rabbi Shalom can send
olive oil. What are you asking? Why didn't the Rabbi Shalom do that?
No, I'm saying the Rabbi Shalom has...
The Rabbi Shalom has the power to do anything. He could have went and moved an olive tree from Yericho and put it into the Beis HaMikdash.
He could send me Shem and Zayis.
He could send you, but did he?
Yes,
he could have. Perhaps, but he didn't. What? He didn't. How do you know the Rabbi Shalom didn't do that?
I'm saying maybe it was Shem and Zayis. The Rabbi Shalom can refill the cup with Shem and Zayis.
You want to say that maybe the Rabbi Shalom filled up the oil in the menorah with Shem and Zayis? Yeah, maybe he did, but maybe he didn't. I said, well, what's Uriah? So Zok Reb Chaim, we'll get, you're on the right track. We'll get to what you're saying in a second. Because the composition, if you'll send this to a lab, they'll look at this oil and they'll say that this is from olives. It's concentrated oil that burnt 8 times as powerful. It's like the fabric softener that's concentrated. You have to put in just a much smaller amount. So it burnt the entire night on 1/8.
Which is the end of the
Okay, let's get, we'll get all kashas out there. Comes along Reb Zevin, and Reb Zevin asks a fantastic kasha on this yisoid of Reb Chaim, based on the Targum Yonason ben Uziel in Parshas Vayakel, when we find that the Nesim brought the Nedavas to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan. And it says that the Nesim brought the Shemen Lamar. Listen to the Lashon of Targum Yonason ben Uziel in Vayakel, this is Pasuk Chof Ches. V'sayvinon anone Shemaya, the clouds of the heaven brought the Azlun Gan Eden. They went to Gan Eden, v'nasven mitamon, and they brought from there Yos Busma Bechira, Yas Mishcha de Zesa le'an Harusa. So the Targum Yonason ben Uziel, the first oil that was ever used in the Mishkan for lighting the menorah, they're in the Midbar. Where do they have olive oil from? So the Targum Yonason ben Uziel, the clouds went to Gan Eden, and they brought down olive oil. Fact of Zevin, on Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim comes with the Yisoid that Shemen has to be Shemen Zayis, not Shemen Nisi. The first time they used Shemen in the menorah, in the Mishkan, was miraculous oil. The clouds went to Gan Eden and they brought such oil. Azoy fract Reb Zevin on Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Now in Brisk, they're not so happy with this Yisoid of Reb Chaim. What I mean to say is, they say that Reb Chaim never said this Yisoid. I heard from Reb Mishu himself that Reb Chaim Me'olam never said Azat Teretz, and they prove that Reb Chaim never said such a teretz from a Gemara in Menachas Daf Samach Tesam Adbeis. The Gemara says as follows: what's the halacha? Boy Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir Kadosh Shaila, Chitin Sheyardu Ba'oven, grain, that flour that came down in the clouds, Mahu. What is its status, Benageya, using it in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Lamai, what are you referring to? Ilu Menachas, if you're referring to using it as a carbon mincha, Amai Lai, Farvas Nisht, what's wrong? Chitin Sheyardu Ba'oven? What's the problem? The Gemara says, "Ela l'shtei halachem." The question is regarding the shtei halachem. What's the shaila? My mimoish vaysechem amarachmana. The Torah says that the shtei halachem has to be brought mimoish vaysechem. La afuke the chutzlaretz. Is that coming to say it has to be from Eretz Yisrael and not from chutzlaretz? So then we say, "Avol da avim shaper dami." Clouds are not chutzlaretz. Oydil mozak the Gemara mimoish vaysechem. Davka has to be davka from Eretz Yisrael. Va'afilu da avim nami loy. And the clouds also are no good. Zok Rashi, what is this case of Chitim Sheyardu Ba'avim? Zok Rashi, Sheyardu Ba'avim im hamatar, with the rain, Kisheshasu Ha'avim Be'ukainus, that when the clouds went to satiate, to fill themselves up, to drink, so to speak, from the ocean, Balu Sfina Melea Chitim. There was a tempestuous storm, Zok Rashi. It went to a boat in the ocean. On that boat, it was either importing, exporting flour. The storm kicked up, the winds kicked up that flour and carried it over to Eretz Yisrael. I don't understand. If the grain on this boat was being imported into Eretz Yisrael, but it had grown in Chutz La'aretz, what would be the problem? That's meaning to say, what's the origins of this grain? If it grew in Eretz Yisrael and was on a boat, so what do I care? That's a Moshe Seichem. And if it was in Chutz La'aretz, and it was on its way to Eretz Yisrael and the clouds brought it, that's also not Eretz Yisrael. So Frek Taisvis, I don't understand Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. And because of this, Kasha Taisvis says, Ela Nira Li Da'al Yidei Neis Yardu Ba'avim. We're talking about miraculous grain that came down in the clouds. So in Brisk, they say, it can't be Reb Chaim said such a Taretz. First of all, because they never heard it from Reb Chaim. And second of all, because of the Gemara Menachas on the Beis that says clearly that the Menachas in the Beis HaMikdash would have been fine, Chitim Sheyardu Ba'avim, miraculously. Only Shtei Alechem was the problem of Mimoish Vaisechem. Now, as an aside, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky said a story that he had a friend of Mendel Schick in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, was on a train with Reb Chaim Brisker, and he went over to Reb Chaim and he said, so what does Reb Chaim have to say about Reb Chaim's famous teretz about the Nes of Chanukah? And Reb Chaim says, I never said such a teretz. This Reb Mendel Shuk goes back home to his father who lived in Slabotka, and he says, I was on the train with Reb Chaim, a Yeshiva Bacher's dream, and I asked him about his Nes Chanukah vart, and he said that he never said it. Okay, Reb Mendel Shuk's father goes and tells his friend, Reb Baruch Ber, who was a Rishiva in Slabotka at the time, that my son was on the train with Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim denied that he ever said it. Reb Baruch said, what are you talking about? I heard it from Reb Chaim. Zakhtar Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Brisk, if you don't say over exactly the way they said it, I never said such a teretz. Reb Baruch Ber heard the teretz of Reb Chaim. Avad Reb Chaim said the teretz, Zakhtar Baruch Ber. The way this Bacher Mendel Shuk said over to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim denied it, because he didn't say it, but he had the pitchavka the way Reb Chaim said it. So perhaps it's not a stira. In Brisk, they said that Reb Chaim didn't say the teretz. Reb Baruch Ber said he did say the teretz. So I'll leave it up to you to decide who you want to go with. Let's go back to the kasha of Reb Zevin from the Targum Yonis in Parshas Vayakel. Comes along with Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he says a beautiful pshat. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noach. Noach sends out the dove. He goes to bring an olive branch. Vinei alizai is parach b'fiyah. Frank the Medrash, where in the world did the Yoina get the olive branch from? There's a mabul ala aretz. Abayim Yoim, Abayim Laila. It's not the Medrash one sheet that went to Eretz Yisrael, because there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael, which is a Gemara at the end of Zvachim, and that's why there's no Tumma in Eretz Yisrael, Tafkan, Eretz Amim, where there was the Mabul, all the bones got Mishtarayim, and therefore there's Tumma. But in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Mabul, so day number one in the Medrash is that the Yoina went there and brought Ali Zayis. Day number two in the Medrash is that the Yoina went to Gan Eden, and it brought an olive branch. And that's what brought back to Noach. Zoktiv Tzipesach Frank, in Gan Eden, Bepoyel are growing olives. There's an olive tree in Gan Eden. The problem is we don't have a Hechatim, so we don't have a way to get there. But if somehow, miraculously, somebody would bring you that olives, the genetic makeup of that oil, the genetic makeup of that olives is 100% olives. Zoktiv Tzipesach, Zevin's kasha is not shver. The shemen that the Nesiim brought for the Mishkan was pure 100% shemen zayizach. The problem is we don't have a way to get it. The hechatimsa is a nes, but the actual oil is olive oil. Based on that, perhaps we could answer the kasha that they ask in Bris from the Gemara Menachos. What was the problem? They're using Menachos in the Beis HaMikdash from Chitim Shiardu Ba'avim, which according to Tosfos is miraculous grain. So let's take the template that Rabbi Pesach set for us, that if something is real grain but comes to us miraculously, or something is real oil but comes to us miraculously, is not a problem of Nisi. So, Zok Rabbi Pesach, the olive oil was real olives. Perhaps, I want to suggest, V'chitim she'yardu ba'avim, you want to know where the clouds went? The clouds went to Gan Eden and brought real flour, real grain. You'll ask me, how do I know that there's grain growing in Gan Eden? The answer is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin. The Gemara says, three shittas, what was the Eitz Hadas? One of the shittas is the Eitz Hadas, was chitim. So I want to suggest that the chitim sheyardu ba'avim is real grain. It's from Gan Eden. The clouds miraculously brought it to us. But that is 100% real grain. So now, we consider Reb Chaim's Teretz as Miyushav Kamin Chaimer. What do we have? Two kashas on Reb Chaim. From the Targum Yonis and Parshas Vayakel, and from the Gemara Menachos HaMachtas. And one Yisrael will answer both. That is real grain and real oil. Where is it growing? In Gan Eden. The problem is, we have no way to get it. But the oven, the clouds, helped us out and they brought it to us. But that is not Shemen Nisi or Chitim Nisi. That is real oil. Now, in Christian theology, they believe, for some reason, that the Eitz Hadas was an apple tree. I don't know what their source is, but it's interesting to note that this thing jutting out of your larynx over here, this protrusion is called the Adam's apple. And the reason why is because Adam, so to speak, ate from the forbidden fruit, and the apple got stuck in his throat. And because of that, we have that protrusion. So the Adam's apple, we call the Adam's apple, is based on Christian theology that the apple was the fruit that Adam ate from. Now, I don't know exactly at what point in history this changed, but Michelangelo painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel between the years 1508 and 1512. It took him 4 years to paint the ceiling. I don't know if he worked 9 to 5 every day. He had off on Sundays. But in the Sistine Chapel, the Eitz Hadas is a fig tree, which is actually one of the other shittas in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem, that it was a Te'ena. Rashi brings us down ala Torah, that from the tree that he sinned, he got his kapara, and he made himself the clothing was from fig leaves. So, I don't know from the beginning of Christianity until the 1500s exactly what point it changed, but Kinnira in the early 16th century, already the Christians believed that it wasn't an apple, it was a fig tree. In the hippie movement, they wanted to suggest that perhaps it was psychedelic mushrooms that Adam got high from. But we're not even going to go there because it has absolutely no basis. So, let's read the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem. Zikta Gemara. What was the tree that Adam Rishon ate from? Ilan Shachal Menu Adam Rishon. I'm bringing to you Brachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph. What was it? Remeir Omer Gefenhay. Remeir says it was grapes. Shein Chadavish Mevi Yilol Al Adam El Yayin Shnemer Vayesh Min Hayayin, and he got drunk. Vayishaker Ibn Chemi Omer Teina Haisa. It was a fig tree. Shevadavish Neskalkulu Boy Niskenu Shnemer Vayitvru Ali Teina. Reb Yehuda Omer Chita Haisa. It was grain. So you'll ask me, what is the nafkamina as to what Eitz Hadas was? Now, interesting to note that the Meiri says there'll be a beautiful nafkamina. If a guy says Hareini Nazir, that this stalk of grain, this chitim, is a type of a tree, is a min ilan. So according to the Meiri, we have a beautiful nafkamina. If the Eitz Hadas was chitim, was wheat, and the Torah tells us it was an ilan, it was a tree, that means that one can call a stalk of grain a tree. So if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, Shechitim Elu Ilanu, he will be a Nazir. However, if you hold like the other sheet in the Gemara, namely Te'ena and Gefen, this man will not be a Nazir because you can't call a stalk of grain a tree. Another Nafkamina, based on a Taisvis and Shabbos, Taf Samach Vav Mer Aleph, is, Taisvis wants to know if Kash, if the stalk, whether or not it has Tumas Kli Eitz. If grain was the Eitz Hadas, that means it's a min Ilan, that means it'll have Kabbalah's Tumah of Kli Eitz. But if it wasn't an Ilan, it doesn't have a din of Kli Eitz, and therefore it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. And finally, a third Nafkamina that we'll have is somebody says, he's making a neder, I'm making a neder not to be Nehaneh from the tree that Adam Harishon ate from in Gan Eden. So it depends what he ate from. If it was Chitim, you can't have any flour. If it was Gefen, no wine or grapes. And if it was Te'ena, no figs. So three nafkaminas as to what the Eitz Hadas was. Now it's interesting, the Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis, Parsha Tes Vav, Ois Zion, brings a fourth Shita. Very good. Rabbi Yehuda Demin Akoi says, Esrig Haisa. It was an Esrig. I'm sorry, not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Abu Da Akoi Amar Esrig Haisa. Ha'adohu Dechsev Atero Ha'isha Ki Toiv Ha'etz. Amar Tzeir E'e Ezeu Ilan She'etzai Nechal Kiperiov. What tree does the bark have the taste of the fruit? Ena Tamaitzi Ela Esrig. So I don't know why the Gemara in Brachas and Sanhedrin leaves out the fourth shita, but there's a fourth shita in the Medrash that it was an Esrig. Now I saw one of the Achrenim that wants to ask the following question. If Yehuda holds in Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that in order to make a Sukkah one has to take Dafka the Dalad Minim with which to use his Chach, and he makes a Kal V'Chaymer. Dalad Minim is Nayig only by Yom and not by Laila. Sukkah is Nayig by Yom Ubalaila. If the Torah tells us that Dalad Minim has to be pre-Eitz Hadar, Kapis Tamar, Manafis, Ovis, Arvin, Nochal, and that's only by day, so then Sukkah, which is by day and by night, also has to be made from those Dalad Minim. That is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah Lamed Vav on the base. If you open up the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem, Rabbi Yehuda says, what was it? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chita Haisa. It was grain. Now, the Medrash says that it's really a Zayar in Vayechi, that when Adam Arishan was kicked out of Gan Eden, he was kicked out with the tree that he ate from. And the Zohar darshins from the Lashon of Es, that by Garish Es HaAdam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent out Adam, and that Es is L'Rabbis, the Eitz that he ate from. Now this Achron wants to ask as follows. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar, V'hisho'anu tachas ha'Eitz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, that B'schus, that you gave the Malachim to eat, tachas that Eitz, you should know that Basukas Teish V'Shuvas Yamin. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky writes that you should know that the Sukkah that Avram made for the Malachim was a Sukkah Kshera Ka'alacha. In fact, this Achren, we can ask Kestira. Reb Yehuda says it was Chitim. And that means that the Eitz Hadas, that Adam was sent out with Gan Eden, which the Zohar says was passed down to Noach and eventually made its way to Avram, which is Vishanu Tachas Ha'etz with the Hei Ha'idia, is that Eitz is the Eitz Hadas from Gan Eden. Rabbi Yehuda says in Brachas, was Chitim. But Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Sukkah is that it has to be Dalad Minim. So how could it have been a Sukkah Ksheira? Hazoi Frak this Achan. Now upon further inspection of the Zohar, I think Hitzuk Nishtan is whole Kasha, because the Zohar says that the tree was kicked out of Adam, and with Adam of Gan Eden, and it made its way to Avram. It doesn't say in the Zohar that was the tree of Hishanu Tachas Ha'etz. It's a nice word, that Ha'etz is the Hei idea, is that tree. But does state nisht in Zohar. So to ask Estira, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know that you can do. But there's a Chara, you could ask another Kasha. Because the Medrash Rabbah that we laid beforehand says as follows. There were four sheetas, what was the Eitz Hadas? Reb Meir Omer Chitim Hayu. That's the Lashon of the Medrash. Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says could have been Chitim. Ayitz Eitz. So he tells him, yeah, that's Taka and Eitz. Rabbi Nechemiah says, they made a bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem in the Aretz. He's busy with to bring a raya as to the whether or not it was a tree. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Omar, Anovim Hayu. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi says it was grapes. Shenemar Anovimoy in Veirosh. Rabbi Abba the Akri Omar Esrog Hayu. And Rabbi Yossi Omar Te'enim Hayu. So Shitas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi is that Anovim Hayu. Now, Rashi in Beya, Daf Chavavam and Aleph, tells us he said that Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas Pavli is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So now, the Gemara in Brachas tells us Rabbi Yehuda says, what? Chitim Hayu. Who is Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda? Based on Rashi, Beya Chavavam and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Means Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi says it was Anovim. But in the Gemara it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, it was Chitim. Steer Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi from the Bavli to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi in the Medrash Rabbah. So I want to share with you a fantastic vart from the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Bereishis, in Halacha, in the Halachas, where in the beginning of Shana Shniyah, he says the following thing. He doesn't bring a source for it, but it's mind-boggling. Zok the Ben Ish Chai, the Eitz Hadas was this magical tree that was all of the Minim in the Gemara together as one. It was Chitim, it was Gefen, it was Te'ena. He doesn't address Esrig, I don't know why, but Mestama was Esrig also. He's basically saying that all the Shittas that the Esrig, all the Shittas that the Eitz Hadas was, is true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, Zok the Ben Ish Chai. And he doesn't, the machloikis must be which min he ate from, or what was the ikar of the tree. But Zok the Ben Ish Chai, the Eitz Hadas was simultaneously Gethen, Te'ena, and Chita, and we're also adding Esrig. Now, according to this, everything is Miyushal Kamin Chaimer. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai says in the Bavli that it was Chitim. You know what? It was. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai says in the Medrash that it was Anovim. You know what? It was. Why in the Medrash he decided to pick that Shita and the Bavli decided to pick that Shita, I don't know. But a stira, it's not. Zok the Ben Ish Chai, that the foundations of this world are Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. Is Rosh Hatevis Chagos. Ches Gimel Tov. It's Chitim, Gefen, Te'ena. The Eitz Hadas had inside it the building blocks for this world. Now, you're going to ask me, what about Esrig? Well, Esrig is the Aleph, so we're always okay with that. The Aleph in Gematris, the Bnei Soska already tells us, is the Koinol, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have Chita, Gefen, and Te'ena. In this week's Parsha, and in last week's Parsha, we find that Yaakov Inu left, ran away, and he was robbed of all his possessions by Eliphaz, and he was left with Kibimakli of Arti Yisayardin. And he goes back to get the Pachim Kitanim. Now, there's a vart from Shmuel Kaidenover, who, for those of you learning Kachim, will know the Rashak, he's a classic Achron on Kachim, in which he suggests the following thing. He says as follows, that when Yaakov woke up and he anointed oil, that oil was Yarad Lo Min HaShemayim. And that oil, he went, and that was the oil that he had forgotten behind, that he went back to get. The Pachim Kitanim was that Pach Shemen. And with that Pach, he passed down the generations, and he anointed the Kelim in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Lashon Ki Bimakli of Arti Sayardin that he had hollowed out inside of his staff. And inside that, he had put the Shemen. That's what it says in the Sefer Shachal HaTorah. Comes of Shmuel Kaidenover, and he says, it's a Davar Pasha to me, that Pach from Ketanim, that Pach Katan of Shemen, was the Pach Katan that they found in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's go back to what we started with. Reb Chaim said a Yesoid. They had to have lit with Shemen Zayis, not Shemen Isi. If we'll learn like this with Shmuel Kaidenover, we'll have another Kasha. That the actual Shemen that they found was Shemen Isi, because Yaakov Inu woke up and it was Yared Min HaShemayim. But according to the way we answered, everything is beautiful. It came down in HaShemayim. You know where? From Gan Eden, like it says in Targum Yonis of Ben Uziel. But that was real Shemen Zayis. How do we know? As I state in Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Noach, that there's real olive trees growing in Gan Eden. Good Yom Tov.